Hey babes, welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl, Neek Austin, and this is Come Roll Is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. Welcome to Koro is a Crush, where we discuss all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. I'm your host, Neek Austin, the heart and soul behind Koro & Company, a stationery and gift brand that celebrates the power of self-love and faith. Today, we're tackling a topic that hits close to home in a world that is so obsessed with likes, follows, and external approval. It's all about choosing inner peace over chasing validation from others. If you ever felt trapped by the need to please everyone but yourself, then this episode is for you. We're diving into how to let go of that pressure, reclaim your peace, and build a foundation that can't be shaken by outside opinions. Let's get real about what truly matters, finding fulfillment from within. Now let's go ahead and crush it. We'll get into today's topic right after these messages. Here at Koro, we got a few things going on this month that you might want to pay attention to. Hey, nail art lovers, get ready to unleash your creativity with my annual 30-day nail art challenge. Starting September the 1st, join me for a month of bold designs, inspiring themes, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a pro or you're just starting out, this challenge is all about expressing yourself through stunning nail art. Check us out on our main IG page at Koro & Company. Let's make this the most colorful month yet. I do have exciting news. Koro & Company is now available at two amazing locations. Not only are we located at the Williamsburg Bazaar, but we are also in my hometown of Farmville, Virginia at the Blake & Gray Company. Discover my inspiring stationery, custom apparel, and self-love essentials in person. Check out both of my booths, one at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located at 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F as in Frank 120, Williamsburg, Virginia 23118, and at the Blake & Gray Company, 142 North Main Street, Farmville, Virginia 23901. If you live right here in local area of Newport News, Hampton, Yorktown, or wherever, I would like for y'all to come and catch Koro & Company at the 7th Annual Great Food Truck Festival. We're bringing the vibes, the style, and all the must-have goodies to the festival on Saturday, September the 21st, from 11 in the morning to 6 p.m. From unique stationery and self-love journals to my bold drinkware and beauty sets, I got something for everyone. Come find us, say hello, and snag your favorite items from us. We'll be at the Newport News Williamsburg International Airport, 900 Bland Boulevard, Newport News, Virginia 23602. Now make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok at Koro & Company, where you will find out what's going on with Koro in real time. Also, make sure you're on our email list so you can catch all of Koro's deals, and you don't want to miss those. Go to koroandcompany.com to sign up and join the tribe. And we're back. For those who are tuning in, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. For this episode, if you want to read the full show notes, you can find them on our YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/@Koro is a Crush. Now let's dive into today's episode. Today's topic is called Inner Peace is Greater Than External Validation. Inner peace is greater than external validation. In a world where external validation seems to be the ultimate goal, It can be easy to forget the importance of finding your inner peace. But let me tell you something. There is nothing more fulfilling than being at peace with yourself. Inner peace is a state of mind that many people strive to achieve, yet they also find elusive. It is a sense of calmness, contentment, and harmony that comes from within rather than from external sources. Now, here in today's society, where validation from others is often seen as the key to happiness and success, it can be easily overlooked as the importance of finding that inner peace. Now, external validation is the approval, recognition, and praise we receive from others for our actions, our appearance, or our achievements. It can come in the form of likes on social media, compliments from your friends or your colleagues, or awards and accolades. While receiving that validation from others can certainly make you feel so good and boost your self-esteem, it is ultimately fleeting and is also unreliable. Relying on external validation for our sense of worth, self-worth, and happiness can lead to a constant need for approval from others, which can be exhausting and unsustainable in the long run, aka people-pleasing. On the other hand, inner peace is a more sustainable and fulfilling source of happiness and contentment. It comes from a deep sense of self-acceptance, self-love, and self-awareness. When we are at peace within ourselves, we are able to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Can't get these words out. We are less affected by external circumstances and the opinions of others because we are secure in our own worth and value. Now, finding inner peace, it requires introspection, self-reflection, and self-care. Okay? It means tuning out the noise of the outside world and focusing on our own thoughts, feelings, and needs. It means letting go of the need for constant validation from others and learning how to validate yourself. It means setting boundaries, practicing self-compassion, and prioritizing our mental and emotional well-being. Now, while external validation can feel good in the moment, I can't say that. It may feel good in the moment because sometimes I do that too. But it is ultimately a superficial and temporary source of happiness. It is what it is. True fulfillment and peace comes from within, from cultivating a deep connection with yourself and finding joy in that present moment. When we prioritize inner peace over external validation, we are able to live authentically, confidently, and joyfully. In conclusion now, inner peace is a valuable and essential state of being that is worth cultivating and nurturing. While external validation can provide a temporary boost to our self-esteem, true happiness and contentment come from within. So, by prioritizing inner peace, we can live more authentically, confidently, and joyfully, regardless of external circumstances or the opinions of others. So, I want y'all to do one thing for me. If you don't do nothing else, do one thing for me. Take the time to connect with yourself. Practice self-care and prioritize your mental and your emotional well-being. Your inner peace definitely is worth it. We'll be right back with our closing remarks and prayer time. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Coro is a Crush. If you missed part of this episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can receive notifications for new episodes. If you got topics you want me to dive into, questions you need answered on the show, or just want to say hi, don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at Coro is a Crush. Email me at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com. or leave me a voicemail. Yes, babes, we now have a voicemail. Go to my website, coro.company.com/pages/coro-is-a-crush-podcast. I promise you, I'm going to make this shorter on the next episode. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click on send me a voice message. I love to hear from you. Now, we are going into the closing remarks for today's episode. External validation may bring temporary happiness, but it is fleeting and often leaves us craving more. On the other hand, inner peace is a state of contentment that comes from within. It allows us to be comfortable in our own skin, to be confident in who we are, and to find joy in the simple things in life. When we prioritize inner peace over external validation, we free ourselves from the need for approval from others. We no longer seek validation from outside sources, but instead, we look inward for the validation. This leads to a sense of self-assurance and confidence that cannot be shaken by the opinions of others. So, let's make a conscious effort to prioritize inner peace in our lives. Let's focus on cultivating a sense of calm and contentment within ourselves, rather than seeking validation from external sources. Trust me, the rewards of inner peace far outweigh the temporary highs of external validation. Let's choose to be at peace with ourselves and watch as our lives become more fulfilling and joyful. All right, we have made it to prayer time. If there's someone you would like for me to pray for, send me a message on any of my social media platforms and I will shout their names out before the prayer. If you're at work or driving, be safe in those environments as we bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, thankful for this opportunity to gather together in your name. Lord, we ask for your guidance and wisdom as we navigate the challenges of our lives. Help us to remain strong in faith, to trust in your plan, and to find peace in your presence. We lift those up who are struggling today, whether it's with health, finances, relationships, or with any burden. May your healing hand touch them, bringing comfort and strength. Surround them with your love and remind them that they are never alone. Lord, we ask for protection over our loved ones, especially those who are facing difficult times. Please provide them with the courage to overcome their obstacles and the faith to trust in your timing. As we continue on our journey, may we be a light to those around us, sharing your love and grace in all that we do. Keep us grounded in your truth and guide us to make decisions that honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Coro is a Crush. I'm so excited to be back with you, and I can't wait to dive into more empowering content this season, okay? You can find the full show notes from today's episode on my website at coroandcompany.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with your friends. Let's connect on Instagram at Coro is a Crush, and if you follow us, I'll give you a shout out on my feed. If you're loving the podcast, I'd be so honored if you go ahead and hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Let's make this season a journey to remember. Also, make sure that you are like, follow, and subscribe here on our YouTube channel, Coro is a Crush. And make sure that you share our channel with anybody and everybody that needs to be uplifted, empowered, and inspired. Until next time, I want you to gain knowledge. Take care of yourself. Go out and be great. Peace. And be blessed.